Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Friday, March 10th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. It's Friday. We made it through another week, and we're We're very happy to be here today with you. We're going to talk about the Dick Cheney article that we were supposed to talk about yesterday. But first, another new development has arisen, and we want to lay it on you. We're very excited about it. And what this deals with is 9/11, the fifth anniversary of the terror attacks by a cabal within our government on the United States of America.
Now, remember, the other day on our show, we said, this issue is bigger than any one or two individuals, bigger than any of the individual players involved or groups involved. And so in the interest of the bigger cause is unity.
We've come up with a decision.
In getting to ground zero, we need a massive showing of people at ground zero this September 11th.
Right. And to show how seriously we take this and how much we want this to be a big event.
And how far we're willing to go for the bigger cause.
We were speaking with Jim Fetzer today, one of the co-founders of the Scholars for 9/11 Truth. And we told him to show our good faith in this matter, to show how far we're willing to go to have unity on 9/11. We told him that we decided to take down all of our exposés from the website to show that we're serious about wanting unity. Now, we could come out here and say, oh, yeah, we all want unity on 9/11 and Ground Zero. But then if we had all those articles still up on the site, they'd be saying, yeah, you're really serious about it. And we haven't made this decision lightly, have we?
No. And the whole purpose behind it is the unity is for a massive showing of people, a contingent force of people. At 9/11, at Ground Zero on 9/11, and the best way that we can think to accomplish this is if all these various groups who are speaking the truth about 9/11 get together and work toward that goal.
Right, and that's why we're deciding to do what we're doing. And as I said, this wasn't an easy decision to come to, but it's what we're showing. That's how far we're willing to go to let people know that we want the truth about 9/11 to come out.
We also expect that these other groups and individuals be willing to work with us.
That's right.
Professor Fetzer agreed.
Yeah.
That is the way it needs to work. We all have to be willing to work toward that goal, because after September 11th, you know, if we're standing there with two dozen people on September 11th, we might as well hang it up.
Yeah. And Professor Fetzer agreed with us. When I told him, I said, Jim, this is the last year we can do something meaningful and big about 9/11. He says, you're right, it's time sensitive. So stop for a moment and think about this. Next year, 2007, the media, the world is going to be gearing up for the 2008 elections. The administration currently in power is going to scatter.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, it's going to become like OKC, the Kennedy assassination, Pearl Harbor, it's going to become a past event. This is very much linked to the administration and power, and that's why the fifth anniversary is so vital. This is our chance to show the world where we are, what we're made of, and how much we believe in getting the truth out about 9/11.
And so on that note, we are extending our hand to all of the various individuals and groups that are working toward exposing the lies of 9/11 and seeking justice for the dead, for the survivors,
yep,
and for all of us. Yep. And so we urge you all to come together at Ground Zero on 9/11. There's 6 months in between now and then.
Yep. Tomorrow it's going to be 6 months until September 11th, the fifth anniversary. And we're coming out here and saying we're taking the high road from here until September 11th to show that we need unity. And this extends to everybody out there. That doesn't mean we have to agree on every single point, because we're not going to.
And it doesn't mean we have to embrace people.
Right. But what we're saying is we want to be unified to show the world this is bigger than Lisa Giuliani, Victor Thorne, Wing TV, and every other single right. individual or media venue out there.
Right. There's no room for ego in this at all.
Yeah.
We can all come together on one issue.
That's right.
What for one day at Ground Zero. And what inspires me is how many people have actually stepped up and signed the Scholars for 9/11 Truth
What's
petition.
What's it at now?
When I just looked at it, it was at 3,071. Wow. And it's going up fast. The numbers are increasing.
I'm going to make a prediction, Lisa. The scholars and everybody involved is going to hit their 10,000 goal. I guarantee it.
We can do this, people. We can do this. There are at least 10,000 of us out here.
Yeah.
And you're not just in the United States. You're all over the world.
This can be something you can look back upon and say, I was part of history, because that's what we want this fifth anniversary at Ground Zero to be. We want this to be history. We want this to be something that shows what we're made of.
Right.
And that doesn't mean that we all have to agree on our particular theory or theories.
It doesn't mean that we don't stand by the articles that we've written, because
right.
we do. But
right.
but in the issue of with 9/11, we have to rise above ourselves, and we can't ask you all to rise above yourselves if we're not willing to
That's
do
right.
the same.
Yeah.
So, we're willing to take down all the expose pieces, and we are willing to work with all of these individuals and groups
yeah.
toward our common goal. We need to get out there to Ground Zero at 9/11. It's critical.
Yeah. And we're going to contact all of the people that the exposés have been written about to inform them
mm-hmm.
of this stance.
And so is Professor Fetzer.
Right. And to show them how important we think this is. And Lisa was right about this issue. Everyone has theories about 9/11, whether it's the Pentagon, whether it's Shanksville, the World Trade Center towers, and so forth. But there's one thing we can agree on, that the government lied
right.
to the American citizens.
We have a common
about
enemy.
It. Yeah. And that's the one thing, the one common cause that can bring us all together that day. And if someone wants to come there and bring a sign promoting this theory or that theory or whatever, that's fine. That's cool. All we're saying is there's one common cause.
Right.
That the government lied to the American citizens about 9/11, and we're going to come out en masse and show where we stand. So now, Lisa.
Wait, I want to say one thing.
Okay.
If we're willing to rise above ourselves and extend our hand and work with all of these
mm-hmm.
people, we would really hope that they would also be willing to reciprocate
mm-hmm.
and work and think not of their own self-interest, but of the bigger cause.
Yep. I mean,
the bigger
that
cause is
all
supposedly
up.
What we're all working toward, right?
Yeah. And Lisa, also, before the show, you said, well, you know, some people are going to accuse us of selling out, right?
Right.
Well, you know what? If someone wants to accuse us of that, so be it. That shows that they're not pushing forward to the bigger
yeah,
cause. Because right. we've never sold out, and we don't see
right.
this as a move towards selling out. We see this as a move towards, damn it, let's get the truth out before it's too late.
I see it as an unselfish act.
Right.
And we're urging everyone to engage in an unselfish act on behalf of the victims of 9/11. Because, you know, this is what it's really about. It's about murder, mass
yeah.
murder.
It's against betraying and attacking the American citizens.
You know, and just like people can step up and sign this petition, we can step up and do this too. We can
That's
do this
right.
for one day.
Yeah, and we have a lot of ideas
mm-hmm.
about what's going to happen at Ground Zero that day. We're not going to disclose them now because we have to work out some of the details. But this is going to be big. This is going to be much bigger than last year.
We plan on including the other people in
yeah.
on the stuff that we want to see happen at Ground Zero. So
absolutely. Yeah, we're very, very excited about it. And we want you to become excited, too. And in the next 6 months, we're going to obviously keep updating on you, let you know about the developments. And we just can't be more excited about this. I mean, for a long time, there was this antagonism between so many various factions. And Lisa, in all honesty, this friction existed long before Wing TV ever came. There's been a history of this in the alternative media, the Patriot Movement, so it's not anything new. But for once, we want to tell people, why can't we try unity for a change instead of fighting?
And we're willing to take the high road
yep.
and look at the bigger picture and not just our own interests or the interests of certain groups. Mm-hmm. We are urging everyone to rise above themselves, and we're going to do it too. And we will do our best to be positive.
We're
about
going
this.
To be positive. We're going to be. And, you know, that's the stance we're taking now, and it shows where our priorities lie. Of course, we could keep doing what we've been doing. But as I told Professor Fetzer, you know what's going to happen if everybody keeps fighting against each other? This next fifth anniversary of September 11 is going to come and pass, and there's going to be another attack, and we're all going to be back in the same mess as usual. We're the ones that have to set the example right now.
And what we're saying is, this is the real test of
yeah.
who's serious about wanting to get the truth out and
point.
Who isn't. This is the test.
Yeah.
If you're willing to put aside your differences with us, and we're willing to put aside our differences with you for that one day,
yeah.
and work toward that day with a lot of enthusiasm and optimism, and including people that are out speaking the truth about 9/11 and working toward our main objective, exposing the lies
yeah.
of this murderous cabal, then that's what we need to do. And I think that it's not unreasonable to ask of you, any
oh,
of you.
Exactly. And Lisa, you remember back one of those musical events where they brought everyone together
mm-hmm.
to do a song? I can't remember which one, but they had a thing that says, leave your ego at the door.
Right.
That's, I think, what we're trying to say here is, leave your ego at the door. Let's come together, all of us, as American citizens, as
right.
people who believe in the truth, as people
as,
who want to change what's
happening.
As
human beings.
Yeah.
We can do this. This
right.
isn't hard. We can do this.
Yeah. And to show now what we're up against, if you go to the Wing TV homepage, there's an article entitled, Will Dick Cheney Resign After the Midterm Elections? And we've been referring to this article for a couple of days. Well, finally we're getting around to running it. And what I'm saying in this article, what we're conveying is that during the latest polls, and polls are out there not because they're a reflection of the American people,
right.
but because they're a form or a tool to condition people.
Well, what they're out there for is to shape public opinion.
Right. So, the latest poll came out and said that Dick Cheney's favorable rating was 18%. They said it's even lower than O.J. Simpson's, if you can believe that.
And I'd wager, I bet it's even lower than that.
Yeah. Now, is this accurate? Is this really true? I don't know, because there still are a lot of brain-dead Republicans
mm-hmm.
with their heads in the sand that bow at the altar of Rush Limbaugh and Fox News that would kiss Dick Cheney's feet. But what Dick Cheney is he's a liar, he's a thief, and he's part of a mass-murdering cabal. That's what we're up against here. But my prediction is now that in the fall, after the midterm elections, when the Republicans take a trouncing and they lose the House and or the Senate, the first blowback or the first fallout from this is that Dick Cheney's going to resign. And it could be for health reasons, right? Either real
mm-hmm.
or feigned. It could be because of scandal, or it could be more blowback from this drunken hunting misadventure that he had. Whatever the case, he's going to resign. Now you say, well, what's that going to do? What kind of positive effect would that have? Well, Lisa, during Nixon's second term, it was riddled
mm-hmm.
with scandal, right?
Mm-hmm.
His vice president resigned, and they put in, who? Gerald Ford, right? Now, Gerald Ford came across as this bumbling, limp dish rag. But he was a member of the Warren Commission. He was a Bilderberger.
Mm-hmm.
But all we remember of Gerald Ford is them old Saturday night skits. Remember Chevy
right,
Chase?
Right.
And
he'd
fall
he
over.
He did something very, very significant. He pardoned
right.
Richard Nixon.
Right. Now keep that in mind, because with the amount of scandal in this administration, would Dick Cheney be able to pardon George Bush if he was kicked out of the White House? Well, no, because Cheney's into this stuff even deeper than Bush is. So the power elite are going to select a new vice president, someone that's hand-picked. But instead of being a strong conservative, someone with upstanding values, they're going to pick another Gerald Ford-type limp dish rag.
And think about it. If they get rid of Cheney, then it gives him more time to get snockered and go human hunting.
Yeah,
which should be right up his alley.
Exactly. So, when we go towards 2008, if Bush doesn't get kicked out of office, obviously his vice president, this hand-picked limp dish rag, is going to be the front runner and will most likely get the nomination. Now, who's he going to be running against, Lisa? Think for a second. Who do you think his opponent's going to be for the Democrats?
The daughter of the devil?
That's right.
Hillary?
Hillary Clinton. Now, Hillary's going to come in with a head of steam, and she's going to have 8 years of a laundry list to go down and say, boom, 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 look at all this. 9/11, the disaster in Iraq, Katrina, the Dubai
course. Of course, they'll be able to pull out a laundry list on Hillary that's even longer than that. But I think
that the mainstream media is going to be in Hillary's hip pocket, just like mm-hmm. they were with Bill. And
flip-flop. So, anything here?
So we have this limp dish rag vice president that replaces Cheney that will get the GOP nod. He's going to come up against Hillary. And as I say in the article, if Jesus himself came back to earth and ran as a Republican, nobody would vote for him, because by 2008, this whole country is going to be so sick of the disaster that Bush and company has left for us that there's no way they're going to vote for him. That's why Jimmy Carter came into office in 76.
Also, I don't know if you all got to see it, but we were watching William Kristol on TV last night, member of the PNAC, editor, isn't he the editor of the Weekly Standard?
Exactly.
And he was expressing their displeasure with George Bush and the administration, how badly they've been handling this Dubai ports issue and so forth. And, you know, they have considerable influence over the policy-making decisions in this country, both domestic and foreign.
Right. And Lisa, what do you think, what kind of tone do you think it sets when the PNAC crowd is even turning against Bush and company?
Well, he's doing what a poll essentially does. He's shaping public opinion.
Yeah, so even the Republicans, the quote-unquote conservatives, are turning against Bush and setting this public opinion against them.
And never forget, it's all political theater.
Exactly.
It's all political theater.
And the power elite, they never want one particular party to stay in power for too long.
Right.
So they gave the Republicans a chance to pull off 9/11. They blew it. They gave the Republicans, the neocons, the chance to pull off the Iraq War.
They blew that.
They blew that. Mm-hmm. And if we go into Iran, I guarantee you they'll blow that. So what they're going to say is, we're just going to give the other side of this one-party system, because it's one party with two horns, Republicans and Democrats, we'll flip over to the Democrats. We'll give them a chance now to ruin things.
We're seeing a paving of the way
for
the Democrats.
And as I said at the end of this article, pray that this prediction's wrong, because we don't want Hillary Clinton in office.
It wouldn't be the first time you're wrong.
Yeah, well, I know. But see, I never in my wildest dreams thought that A, Bill Clinton would be elected, or B, that Bill Clinton would be reelected. I never in my wildest dreams...
Well, that's the stuff of nightmares.
Yeah, I never in my wildest dreams or nightmares thought George W. Bush would be reelected. Not that we wanted John Kerry either. And I can't in my wildest dreams imagine a day when I call myself a U.S. citizen and I have to say that my president
is Satan.
Is Satan's daughter himself, Hillary Clinton. I can't imagine the day.
Nice sentence.
Yeah. Think of this. 1980, Vice President of the United States, George Bush Sr. 1984, Vice President, George Bush Sr. 1988, President, George Bush Sr. 1992, President, Bill Clinton. 1996, President, Bill Clinton. 2000, President, George W. Bush. 2004, President, George W. Bush.
Sounds like a record skipping, doesn't it?
2008, President, Hillary Clinton. 2012, President, Hillary Clinton. 2016, President, Jeb Bush. 2020, President, Jeb Bush.
300 million people in this country, and we got two families, two names that are just alternating the presidency.
If this scenario worked out, that would be 44 years of a Bush-Clinton presidency. And we all know this family's been working together forever, ever since Bush Sr. and Party Boy Bill started running their big MENA, Arkansas drug trafficking operation. Bush did it out of the vice president's office while Party Boy Bill was the governor of Arkansas. They're like this. Mm-hmm. They work together. They're on the same team. And
we need to all be on the same team for 9/11.
Right.
And so I would urge all of you out there, try to rally the anti-war people.
Yes.
They are a very huge contingent. If the September protest of last year was any indication.
Right. In D.C.
300,000 people.
Yep.
We need to start getting more of them into the fold, getting them up to speed, and gearing them up toward a Ground Zero protest.
Think of this. Imagine 1,000 people at Ground Zero. Imagine 10,000 people at Ground Zero. Imagine 100,000 people at Ground Zero. If we can get anywhere near those kind of numbers,
we could get the streets closed in Manhattan.
The lid would be blown off, finally, for once and for all, of 9/11. And the truth would finally be out there for all to see.
Right.
Think about that, folks. The potential is there.
Right.
It's in our hands.
Remember.
It's in your hands.
The real battle rages on outside of this box.
Yep.
The real people are out on the street. And we need to be there, too, so they can look us in the eye. And we can tell them the truth. I think we have a better chance, a better reception, eye to eye, face to face, standing shoulder to shoulder, than we do sending emails and conveying our message through impersonal means. We need to do this, and we can do this.
Yeah. And when you guys send us your emails, that's what inspires us. That's what puts the fire in us. And there's been some rough days over the last few months, last few years, where things look pretty crappy in the world. But it's you guys.
Well, you know why? Things are pretty crappy in the
world. Yeah. And we're the ones that can change it. Anybody can change their destiny. All they have to do is take control of their destiny and say, damn it, I'm not going to take it anymore. And this is what we have to do. We have to go out there and show the world that we're still Americans, that we can still fight for this great country of ours.
And you know what? We're not afraid. And we don't want you to be afraid either.
Yeah. So we have a lot of plans, a lot of ideas, a lot of excitement. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be on the high road. We're fired up. And everybody out there, it's Friday. Watch this show. Let these thoughts resonate through your mind over the weekend.
Right. Think beyond yourselves. And that includes all of the people in the alternative media, the 9/11 Truth organizations, etc.
Yeah. One last thing. All of these exposés on our site are going to be gone Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to copy them, you better do it now. Because, as I said, we're taking the high road. They'll be in storage. They're not going to be destroyed.
Nope.
They're going to still be in hawk, but if you want to copy them or whatever, do it now, because when we're back here on Monday, they ain't going to be around. So, folks, have a great weekend. We love all of you out there that want freedom, justice, and truth. You're the reason why we do this show.
And we're willing to meet you all in the middle.
Exactly.
At Ground Zero, the emotional epicenter.
Have a good weekend. We'll be back on Monday, and until then, keep your eyes wide open. Because, damn it, we can make a change.
Have a good weekend.